Your Excellency, Admiral, esteemed guests, ladies and gentlemen, good morning to all of you here in Brussels and good morning to our audience joining us online from around the world. On behalf of the Copernicus Relays of Belgium, which are ICEP, Skywin, Spacebell and Vito, and on behalf of our host, the Royal Military Academy, I am delighted to welcome you to our AI for Copernicus 2022 event focusing on Earth observation and artificial intelligence for a safer world. Following the success of the first AI for Copernicus workshop in September 2019 in Namur, where we discussed the interaction between artificial intelligence and the space sector in a more general way, we decided to repeat the exercise, although with a very specific purpose in mind: tackle challenges in the field of security and defence. Most of you will remember, initially we had planned to reunite international AI and EO experts in November last year. Unfortunately, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we had to postpone the second edition to better times. Finally, here we are today, in quite normal circumstances, with over 350 registered participants from some 30 different countries, which clearly illustrates the international dimension of our initiative. Your significant attendance, as well as our enthusiastic AI for Copernicus LinkedIn community, counting some 450 followers to date, also underline the growing interest for the theme that concerns us now more than ever. How can Earth observation in combination with artificial intelligence enable a safer world? Fact is, given the current geopolitical context and against the backdrop of climate change, our safety and security are no longer obvious nowadays. The good news is that geospatial information and artificial intelligence have proven their game-changing potential for a better understanding and even improvement of our environment in the broadest sense, ranging from humanitarian aid over military operations to migration, agriculture, food security, and many more. Today's high-quality program with insightful roundtables and several keynote speeches will offer you the opportunity to get an overview of the recent developments in the use of AI for Earth observation, understand the future challenges that are at stake in the field of security and defence at Belgian and European level, witness some examples of safety and security-related applications based upon state-of-the-art technology, foster further dialogue between both communities. Moreover, in cooperation with Switch to Space, a Belgian initiative for students and young professionals dreaming of a career in the space sector, we are also proud to welcome 6 new talents in AI and EO who will present their project or thesis that is perfectly in line with our hot topic issue. Before moving on, we would like to acknowledge each and everyone involved in setting up this conference. First of all, we want to thank our host, the Royal Military Academy, and all our wonderful speakers for their time and input. The entire AI for Copernicus organizing committee also thanks the European Commission and the Caroline Herschel Framework Partnership Initiative for their financial contribution. The same holds for our other sponsors, Belspo, Digital Wallonia and the RIA Group. Needless to say, we also highly appreciate the valuable support from Switch to Space and AI for Belgium. And we address our sincere gratitude to the Stereopsia team for their excellent assistance. Last but not least, many thanks to all participants for joining us. We hope you will enjoy this second AI for Copernicus event. For the sake of good order, please remember to switch off or mute your mobile. We also want to point out that there will be no question answered during the meeting given our busy schedule. You will, however, be able to discuss with our speakers during the networking breaks or the wrap-up drinks. People online can submit their questions to the speakers on LinkedIn or by email. Thank you for your understanding. It is now my pleasure and honor to introduce our first speaker, Admiral Yves Dupont, Commander of the Royal Military Academy. Admiral, the floor is yours.